Hello, I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at some of the stories that are happening now in the news. A South Korean military official tells CNN that North Korea test-fired another short-range missile this morning. This would be the sixth missile fired since North Korea did an underground nuclear test on Monday. Meantime, two Pentagon officials tell CNN that new U.S. satellite imagery has spotted vehicle activity at a North Korean ballistic missile site. The activity is similar to actions before a previous long-range missile by launch. Launched by the North Korea earlier in the year. GM will probably still file for bankruptcy as soon as Monday, despite a deal with its biggest bondholders. That's also when its U.S. workers will find out which plants are closing as part of the restructuring plan. 21,000 more people are expected to lose their jobs. Students and teachers from a private school in Maryland who are quarantined in China because of fears over swine flu have now been released. A student's mom said she heard from both her daughter and one of the teacher chaperones. The Chinese government confined the 21 kids and their three teachers in their hotel on Monday because a passenger on their plane to China was suspected of having the H1N1 virus. Thousands of people turned out today to mourn the death of the former South Korean president, No Myung-hyun. Last week, he committed suicide by jumping from a hill behind his home. He was being investigated after allegations he took $6 million in bribes while he was in office. Today is Jay Leno's last day as host of The Tonight Show, but didn't stop him from keeping the laughs coming last night. Conan O'Brien takes over The Tonight Show on Monday. This fall, Jay Leno will be back with his own primetime comedy talk show. And you're up to date. Those are the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.